praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Shouting after us. answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before them, saying, Lord, help me. He answered, it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She said, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fell from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that moment. The Gospel of our Lord.
See?
is concerned about her daughter's well-being. And so she does not give up, but continues to advocate for her. She responds, "Lord, help me." Jesus is still not ready to heal her daughter. Jesus says to her, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But again, the woman persists, responding, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." When Jesus sees the strength of her faith, he is impressed. And Jesus changes his mind. Jesus changes his mind. "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. We are blessed by this woman's persistence and strength of faith, trusting that God could and would heal her daughter. With her, we too say each Sunday, during our worship in the Kyrie, we just say, "Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy." Our Old Testament text from Isaiah underscores God's desire to welcome all. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, "I will gather others to them besides those already gathered." That is good news for us, because we were not part of the in-group. As Gentiles, we were outsiders. Today, God invites us to reach out and welcome those who are on the margins of our society. There are many we are not quite so comfortable with, because they're different from us in some way. Jesus changed his mind and reached out to a Gentile woman, the first time he ministered to someone not Jewish in the Gospel of Matthew. We too are invited to widen the circle of those we reach out to share God's love and light with those we may not even argue that they ought to be excluded. Lord, give us the gift of persistence. When our prayers for someone or someplace in need have not yet been answered, Jesus changed his mind, and we are blessed because of it. When Jesus died on the cross to forgive sins, he died for us as well, and for all.